Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi. Chulin Daf Mem Zayin. We begin right on top. V'amar Rava, another halacha regarding a lung condition, which makes the animal a treifa. Hanitarti bui. We have two cysts, two blisters on the surface of the lung. Now, as we learned yesterday, the lung is comprised of the actual lung tissue, covered by two membranes. One is flush and encases the actual lung, and one is above that, the second layer, which covers as well. A hole in the lung is only an issue if it goes through and through. That's how we concluded yesterday, according to the prevailing opinion. And as such, if you find a blister, a cyst, some sort of pimple on the surface, which is indicative of a hole underneath, it isn't necessarily an issue if that cyst sealed it, if it covered it. Says Rabbi, here's an exception. In this case, it is a concern, because the seal is not considered a proper seal. Amar Rabbi, hanitarti bui. We have two of these blisters hugging each other, adjacent to each other. So it's a double blister. The smichi ladadin, right next to each other. Blister dikus, there's no point in checking anything. We assume the blister was generated by the fluid that was forced out of the hole, coming out of the lung. And the hole is smack in between, at the border. That's what sort of bubbled into two, created this double bubble. And as such, we assume that the seal over there isn't a proper seal. It's not going to really recover. If the animal was alive, it wouldn't really survive. Now, if it's just chada, one large bubble, but it appears like two, meaning it looks like there's a divider, but we're not clear. So we have to determine. Mycena and silva, we grab a thorn, a sharp instrument, and we puncture one side of this seemingly double bubble, and we see if they share the same airspace. If they share, if the whatever is on one side now spills over to the other, so it all empties out and it depletes, so we know it's really one cavity, it's one single bua, one single, cyst. Ukshera, and it's okay, because as we explained yesterday, if the cyst entirely covers that hole, it's adequate protection, and it's okay. Viloi, but otherwise, if it isn't really a joint cavity, rather, it's comprised of two compartments, and technically it's two, tartinina, they're considered two, a trefa, and makes it a trefa, as we explained. Bamarava. Here comes a general, description of the layout of the lungs and how they're meant to be. Hey oini istalarea. The rea is comprised of hey five unis, lobes, beneath which we have the umi. Umi is like aim, like the mother. The primary sections are beneath, on the bottom, they're like the base. Above which we have these lobes, these unis, for a total of five. Three and two. Three on the right and two on the left. Apoklapik gavra, if the face of the animal is towards a person, so you hang the animal, from its hind legs, and now its chest is facing the person. So you'll find three on the right and two on the left. Tlasam yimina, three on the right side of the lung system, retarti, and two on the left, mismala. Chaser, it's missing a lobe. A yasser, or has an extra, flap. A yichalef, or they're switched around in terms of the sequence. And it's a treif. How you say Rasa? There was a story of a lung that had an extra flap. The soil came to Mareimer. It was presented to Mareimer to decide. Have a Yosef Rav Acha. It so happens that Rav Acha was sitting at the doorway, right outside above Amr Lay. So when the Sheikhed came back out from the Rav, so Rav Acha says, I'm curious, what did the Rav tell you? My Amr Lecha. Amr Lay says, Achshurimeli. He said, it's okay. Amr Lay. So Rav Acha sent him right back in. Hadr Ayla Kamei go. Show it to him again. Because according to Rav Acha, we go with Rava's principle. Anything extra constitutes treifa. Sometimes, you know, less is more, right? That extra lobe, it interferes with the functioning of the lungs. So go show it to him again. Maybe he didn't know it. So he came back to the Rav, to Maremar, and he relayed the message. Maremar says, go back and tell the person sitting outside, Amalei Zil, go Amalei Laman, go tell the person, Laman Diyasa, above the one sitting at the door, not to worry. Less hilch, I know where he's coming from, but we don't paskin like that opinion. Less hilchas, like I've said, the Rav, B'yaseiras, we don't paskin like Rav with the extra lobe. Extra, in this case, is okay. V'anibila, that's only provided the kaima, that the lobe is situated bedora du'uni, in the same row, in line with the other ones. It's not sort of sticking out. Aval beni, but if it's sitting just smack in the middle of the two rows, not alongside the other ones, then it's a treifa. It's out of place. It just interferes. In fact, there was a story. Hahu beni, it was a lung that had this intermittent lobe somewhere in the middle. The asl kameh Rav Ashi came to Rav Ashi with the shayl, right? It was presented to him, and he figured, okay, it's a treifa. Safar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi figured, let me try to rule it as a treifa. Amar le Rav Huna bar Mar Avia. He says to him, hold it. Kulhani chevi, all the animals, v'riyasa out there in the pasture, they all have this extra lobe. Hachi islahu. In fact, they give it a name. The karla la tavchi, and the tabachim, the butchers, they have a name for it. Inu naisa, it's like a little grape. The varda, red, a red grape. So it's part and parcel of the arrangement. Don't worry, it's not nothing unusual. But v'hani milim gavoi. That's only if this bonus lobe is situated migavoi, on the inside, meaning towards the stomach, the lower part of the animal. Aval, we turned on the base, aval agabo. But if it's on the back, the part that's facing the back of the animal, afilu katarfa da'as, even if it's just a teeny little extra lobe, the size of a tarfa, a leaf, da'as of a hadas, of a myrtle, treif, that's a treif. That's not expected, that's not appropriate. Amar Rafa. Says Rafa, from high rea, if you find a lung that looks like a block of wood, the damin upsa, looks like a block of wood, treif, that's a treif. Now, there are different ways of comparing a lung to a block of wood. Is it the color? Is it the hardness, the texture? Some say b'chazusa. We're speaking that the comparisons in terms of color. Some say it's in terms of texture, like it feels, like it has that same feel. Some learn, we're speaking that when you blow up the lung, it has this like roundish, just bland look, like a piece of wood without proper detailing. Some learn, the chiza, in terms of hardness, it's very hard, like a block of wood. And finally, we have another version, the shia, that it's smooth, it has that smoothness, like a piece of wood. The lesla, it doesn't have chitucha, it doesn't have the sections, the uni of the lobes. It's all one big, So there are different comparative features, and if you take a look at the wording in the Gemara, you have the little letters next to chazusa, you have the beis, you have the dal, which tells us that the halacha paskins like all these shitas, like all these versions, any of these features would invalidate, would disqualify the lung. Amar Rava, kuchla. Let's speak about colors. Let's say the lung is presenting a little bluish. It's okay, kshera. Kedusa, but if it's presenting as black, like a piece of black ink, that's a treifa. Why? Because this color, black, indicates that there's some sort of illness, some sort of serious condition. Damar chanina. Because really the lung is meant to be red, right? Chanina tells us regarding halachis of blood, of nida, which is tamei. Suppose you find red blood. It's also considered dam, because the red gets oxidized and turns into black. Shachar, when you find black, really, it was originally red. Adam, hu el shalaka. Degenerates and turns into black. So likewise, over here, by the black lung, we're talking about an ill situation, talking about unhealthy condition. What about Yeroika? If it's presenting as greenish, you know, yellowish, it's okay, Kshera. Why? I mean, Rav Nosson. Based on the story which involved Rav Nosson, as we'll see in a minute. So basically, it's not yet fully developed, it's not fully circulating, but it doesn't mean that it's ill. That, you know, Aduma, if it's, you know, stark red, that's also Kshera, even though it's not its natural color, has a strong reddish complexion, it's also okay, Kshera, based on the story of the Rav Nosson coming up in a second, regarding a bris milah, where the baby's presented in this type of condition, and he gave his advice on how to resolve it. The son of Nosson, it so happens that one time, Halachti, I traveled the Karachi to the cities, I am out by the seas, far out. A woman, a Jewish woman, presents herself to me, and she has an issue. Shemala b'narisha numes. Her first child died upon receiving a bris milah. The same with the second son. Sheni umes. Shlish yivas lefanai. Okay, mazal tov, she had a third baby, and she brings the baby to me. What should I do about the... there's an ongoing condition in the family. I'm afraid to do anything. So I took a close look. Re'isiv, I noticed. Shoya adam. He had this real strong reddish complexion. Amartila, I said, there's nothing wrong with the kid, just wait a little bit. Biti, my daughter, I'm teeny loy, achi balabai domai, wait until his blood is absorbed within him. Until, you know, the blood, you know, will start, you know, circulating properly. Wait around. And at that point, he'll, you know, the clotting system will start working and all that, so... of course, at this point, it's dangerous. I could just bleed to death, chas v'shalom, but wait around until things start working out, and then you do the bris milah. So she waited, him tinerloi, she waited on him, mala oisai, and she did the bris, uvechaya, and he lived. And she was so excited, she named him after Rabbi Nosson, who gave her this advice, by Karen oisai, Nosna Bavli. They used to call the baby Nosna Bavli, al shmi, the Zohar of Nosson speaking, they gave him the name, after me. V'shuv ha'machas halach l'medinas Kaputkia. So happens that once again I was traveling to a town called Kaputkia. In this country I was presented with another story, Basa Isha Lafanai. So when I was in the medinas Kaputkia, another woman comes to me with the same issue. Shemal b'narisha n'meis, her first son died after the bris. Sheini umeis, shlishi v'as lafanai, she brought the third child to me, and I noticed some abnormality. I see that he's greenish, yellowy, and I told it's too early for the bris. His blood is not yet circulating properly. Tzasti boy. I took a close look and I see, he didn't have dam bris, meaning he wouldn't bleed. His blood wasn't really fully developed yet. If they would do the milah, they wouldn't be bleeding. Mean to say, it's too early, it's too premature for a bris. Amarta, I says, hold it, wait around a little bit. Beiti, my daughter, I'm teeny la shipa, but dummy, wait until his blood starts developing properly, and then you do the bris, I'm teeny la. Umala oisai, vechaya, she waited to the bris, and he survived. Vaikarin oisai, nasna bavli, al shmi, and they gave him the name, nasna bavli, after me. So, what do we see from here? Sometimes a greenish complexion, a super reddish complexion, it's just a passing condition, which isn't necessarily life-threatening, if you wait it out. So likewise, the lung that's presenting in these colors, it's still okay, because the animal, if it would be alive, it can recover. Speaking about naming after people, so when I was in, my family was in Moscow one summer to run, we were involved in a camp, a Kirov camp, and it was the girls' camp, my wife was there, and I was based in the boys' camp during the day. At night we used to we stayed in the girls' camp, but during the day I was the counselors did a great job in warming the kids up. These Russian boys knew basically nothing, giving them the basics of Yiddishkeit, appreciating who they are and the importance of a bris milah, which a lot of these kids did not experience. And it was a whole build up, a whole excitement. Towards the end of the season, they imported a Rav, a Mayel from Eretz Yisrael, came and flew in especially for 2-3 days, and the kids literally lined up. They made appointments, lined up to get a bris milah. You had 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, and he just booked them one after the other, and he's an expert moil who had experience with doing adults, and he would use, you know, anesthesia. It was a safe surgical procedure, and it was a bris one after the other. They had a kais with brachis, and they gave names. The kids chose names. So actually, the one that I was involved in, the kid, I was a sandik. I was, must have been like 14 years old. It was on Tisha B'Av, actually. That's the way it worked out, because the male, you know, had to work with his schedule. And we had wine, and the boy drank the wine, the boy who had the bris. And I was a sonic holding him during the procedure. And he chose a name. He called himself David, after his counselor, who he liked very much. So, yeah, Karnei Sel Shmi, like the Sfaradim do today. They name after a live person. Okay, back to the lungs. Amar Rav Kahana, Kikav Dukshir. You have a lung which looks like a liver, very similar to the liver. That's okay. Kibistra, but if it looks like a piece of meat, that's no, that's treif. Simanach, in order to recall what's what, we have a pasuk. Ubasar basada treifa. So you see the connection between basar and treifa. If the lung presents like a piece of meat, it's a treif. Amar av sama breda rava. Hai rei the dami kikshusu. Speaking about discoloration, so the rei looks like a greenish, yellowy, like the kshusa, like hops, hops. Ukumarika, like saffron. Ukumarika be also like the yellow of an egg. Treifa, that's unnatural. That's a sick condition. Elok iroika the ksherechadamya. So when we spoke about iroika earlier, something which is greenish, yellowy, which is okay. When is that? If all these are hechadamya, kikarasi, very specific, like a darkish green, like a leek. That's okay. Amaravin atumbereya. Suppose there's a blockage in the lungs. So after the shechita, he discovered that a part of the lung is blocked. It's not allowing the air to circulate properly within. There is a way to confirm. Maisinan sakiko, sakinis, so you take the knife, a karina, and you tear open that area. Ispa mugl, if you find some goo in there, some pus, then you know that's, it's just a temporary blockage. It's not inherent, and it's not a trefa. Vada, it's certainly machmas mugl, who the blockage is just a temporary condition due to the presence of the pus, ukshira, eventually would drain out and it would recover, so it's okay. Vilai, otherwise, there's no presence of pus. So there's still one more way to confirm. Misvina lagatva, you take a feather, you put it on that spot, or you roiko, some saliva, some liquid, and you blow up the lung, and you see if it's bobbing, then there is still some air squeaking through, and it's kshira, it's okay, vilai, but otherwise it's fully blocked, and it's a serious mishap which would endanger the animal, and it's a treif. Amar Rav Yosef, krum, oh, krum, sha'allah, we speak about this so many times, a krum, sha'allah, machmas maka v'rei, if the rei has a maka, hole, a puncture, and is a krum, a scab, which grew on top of that, ain't a krum, it's irrelevant, it has no value, because we know it doesn't properly seal the lung, due to the movement and the air current and all that, so it doesn't really help us. Again, provided that the hole is through and through, which makes it a treif. It's just a krum, which is a measly, you know, ineffective seal, wouldn't be considered a remedy. Vom Rav Yosef, okay, this we discussed the other day. Harei da avshav, you have a squeaking lung, so after the shechita you blow it up and it's squeaking, and you have to determine whether the squeak is due to a hole which is through and through, or perhaps it's just present in the lower membrane, which would still be okay because it has that upper protection. How do you do an examination on this? If you can pinpoint the source of the squeak, again, you take the feather, a piece of straw, or some saliva, on that spot. If you see it bobbing, then you know the hole is through and through. But otherwise, if it's not bobbing, it's kshera, because the hole is just on the lower membrane and not all the way through. Let's say you can't pinpoint the source of the squeak. You get a hold of a bucket of lukewarm water and you do the flat tire test. And you dunk the blown up lung in that water. Not in hot water, the caustic tends to shrink and close up the hole. So it wouldn't be a fair test. But likewise, don't use cold water, the metasha, because it hardens the material, in which case it could snap the upper membrane, which was not snapped until then. So you're just working against yourself. Rather, the recommended and proper way is to use lukewarm water, which will present that neutral environment for a fair test. Imabats, but so if you see there's bubbling, you know, air bubbles coming out, then it's a trev, you know, the hole is through and through. But otherwise it's kshera. Because you know, for sure, tato, and it gives only low membrane, and got the hole, but the other upper membrane is still intact without a hole behind the option. The reason for that squeak and that hiss is merely zika, the air, the beni beni between, that squeak in between the layers, but it's still contained and it's kush. Another halacha, reya shenishpacha ketkiten ksheira. You have a reya long which is spilling, swooshing like a pitcher of water. So the outer membranes and all that is still intact, the full envelope is there, but inside it's like liquefied, it's dissolved, and it's half empty basically. It's like a half empty cup and the water just swooshing back and forth. It's still okay. Ksheira, as long as the outer configuration is still intact, if the animal would be alive, it can still recover. Surprisingly. Alma Kosava apparently holds chisara mibifnim. If it's just missing from the inside, right, even though it's half empty, loishmi chisara, it's not considered missing to the point that it's a treif. A sveira babal ul have a question, he says. You say that missing on the inside is not an issue? What does the Mishnah say? Hareya shenikva, asher chasra. There's a nekev in the reya, a hole, or it's missing. Now, where is it missing? Visibly missing from the outside or just on the inside? My chasra. What does chasra mean? Ilim b'chutz, it's visibly missing on the outside. Hainu nikva. Why duplicate the halacha? It's pretty much like a hole. I mean, a hole or missing is the same thing. El lav mibifnim. Apparently, chasra doesn't mean from the outside. The outside is fully intact, but we see that there's some emptiness on the inside. Shma mina chasar mibifnim. Shma chasar. We can conclude that missing on the inside is a treifa. No, certainly it's missing on the outside, because Amr's had nikva. Asked you your question, isn't this merely a repetition of nikva? No. The point is to highlight Rab Shimon Street, who says that by a hole, it's only an issue if it goes all the way into the primary duct in the lung. The Amr says, the hole is only an issue if it goes into the main duct. Yeah, that's only by a hole. That is a requirement over there. The last bechesaron, which is not missing anything, it's just a hole. So there has to be a serious hole. Aval nekav this bechesaron, but if it's a hole that's missing material, I feel Reb Shimon Maida. Even Reb Shimon agrees, even if it's just, you know, relatively on the surface, and that deficiency doesn't really reach into the duct, it's a severe deficiency and makes it a treif. But regarding internal chesaron, perhaps that's not an issue. There was a story of Reb Chananya Cholash, who was unwell, and he had a Bikur Chaylam visit. All the Gabbai who came into him, Rabbi Nosson, and all the great men of the generation, Chol Dor Ador. Okay, they seized the opportunity, and they brought him a Shail, Aisu Kameh, they brought before him a Reya, along with the same exact condition described earlier, Shinishpacha Kekitain, which was dissolved inside. But actually, he said, it's okay. Amar Rava, hold it. Who the Kami Simpoinus? That's only true when the Simpoinus, the ducts, within the reya are still intact or undissolved. How could we ever know that? Omale, he says, I'll tell you how. Here's the test. We bring a bowl, a clay bowl. Dekunya means it was glazed with lead, so it's nice and clean and provides a good, you know, background for the material within it. We open up this liquefied, dissolved lung, we pour in the material, and we see what's going on. Are there any streaks inside? If it has the white, chivri is white, shuraiki streaks, which indicate dissolution of the simplinus as well, which are white. So if they're dissolved, you'll see white streaks, then it's a treif. Otherwise, if it's just, you know, reddish, then you know it's just the lung tissue without the simplinus. And it's kshir. Amar Rav Nachman, reya sheni moika. Once again, we have a lung where the inside stuff is dissolved. And Rashi says it doesn't mean as bad as before, it's just partially dissolved. Ukrum shalakayim, and the outer envelope is still fully intact. Kshir, it's okay. Tanam Mihachi, find the same in a braisa. Reya sheni moika, ukrum shalakayim. This type of case. I feel the masak was revius, even if the empty spot inside is a revius in volume, so a pretty substantial area was dissolved, it's kshero. Next halacha, nitlo shalfuchis. Turn to the next page. Shalfuchis is the womb of the animal. If that's been removed, shalok sher, it's okay. Tliya kovet shalok, third case. Let's say the liver is wormy. This was a big shaila, which was presented to the chachamim. Zeoya Maisa. This was an actual story. Volo aleo b'nei Asya, the people of Asya, traveled up to address this question, to ask this question. Shalish regalim leYamna. They went to Yamna with was the college of all the chachamim together, and you know, the Sanhedrin. And they went multiple times, and it was a difficult question that they didn't really have an answer for. So, what does it mean? Shalish regalim. And some learn literally. They went up, you know, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. That's when they would get together. They would have the great assembly, the great shiurim, and discuss the halachas of Pesach and then Shavuos. So that was a good time to ask the question. Some actually quote Rashi, and it's interesting. Rashi in Yevamos, he says over there regarding a similar Gemara where there was a difficult question that was presented repeatedly by the regalim. So Rashi says, I'll just read it inside. It says, "B'tshuvas ha-ge'enim matzasi." I found the tshuva of the ge'enim. It was a yard site. Here's one of the sources to celebrate a yard site with learning. Leila Nishmas, the departed. He says, I found like this. Kol hanach rigloi damaroi. When we find the lashon regal in the Gemara, discussing halachas that were learned by the regal, it means like this. Hainu yem shemes ba'adam gadol. It was a yard site of a great man. Kayv moysel lechvoidai. They mark it in his honor, and they come learn in his honor. Umidei shana b'shana every year. Shemagi oisei yoyim. When that day arrives, miskaptim tamid chachamim kol sviyav, all the tamid chachamim living in the area gather uboim al kiver, and they come to the person's kaver, to the tzaddik's grave, imshar am, with everybody else, lo yishiv yishiv Hashem, to learn in his memory, in his honor. Okay, in any case, this question was repeated over and over, and they didn't have an answer. The regular shlishi. The third time around, he threw lahem. They got their final verdict, and it was permitted for them. So that's the conclusion that the liver that was damaged by worms is not considered a treifa. The animal was alive; it can recover. It can heal and recover. Okay, so in a nutshell, we learned many halachas regarding the lungs today. We spoke about the double bubble. We spoke about the configuration of the ray, the way it's meant to be. If things are out of order, if there's extra, if there's missing, that's a whole issue. We discussed colorings, which ones are considered acceptable, which ones aren't. We spoke about the one that looks like a block of wood. We had the stories about the hemophiliac family and the resolution by Rav Nosson HaBavli and the naming of the child after him, the children after him. We have the leaking lungs and how to check it, how to determine its status. We spoke about the lung which dissolved and how to deal with that. Okay, all the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.